Now I understand that you love me, because we're family, and your opinion always kind of mattered to me, and I understand that you might have a problem with my choice, and babe, I appreciate you trying to, you know, concede your feelings and the validity of our relationship, you know, for her, but sometimes, some choices are best left to the man upstairs.
This is not the easiest conversation to have with you. Been through so many ups and downs, and now we're through.
Why you have to push this so hard?
I've been in support of you, even through your recklessness, childishness, selfishness, because I loved you.
Because you know I love you. For real.
Now you got a lot to say about my life choices with our voices. We ain't never spoke to each other this way.
I don't think we've ever had a fight.
No. So let's make this simple. Get to the point. You only get one life. I'm going after what I want. And it's here.
Just happens to be you.
So if you got a question,
my answer is him.
And if you got a problem,
my choice is still him.
When God gives you a blessing,
no place for you to step in, messing with what he shares.
Put your doubts to bed, he shared. It's him. You know where I stand. You know you're my man.
You are my man.
And I'm loyal to me. The only time that matters is the time you shine.
The time that matters.
And I'm scared. Look the future, baby. I'm not about to complain. Nothing to explain. I'll try to rearrange what is a range. Possibilities are endless, no. So I knock his words down, come into memory. They turn to mantra, and so begins he's to me. And it's ours for the taking. Now, so if you've got a question, place to step in, messing with what he said. Put your doubts to bear. He said, it's you.
No need to question.